That was, now when we was on the farm, that was one of the things, few things that during the Depression that we would have to buy was flour. See, now all the rest of the stuff we would have because we would take, we had a machine for setting it for making a meal, for making crack cones, for the, you'd set it up for making the chicken feed, and you'd leave some whole for like the cows and like that, see. But you go, it was one of those that you, was still one of those hand deals, but you got your meal and everything from that. Now you had your, all your meats and a lot of times the other, they had these old mason jars that they put up a lot of, say, like tomatoes and stuff like that in.
Did you ever make preserves, or were you ever around when maybe your mother was making
preserves? But they made them out of, say, watermelon rinds, grapes. We used to go out in the woods and get them wild ones, see? And they would make grape preserves and watermelon rinds and what else. But the biggest thing out there would be those wild grapes. And man, they'd be...
What would you call wild grapes?
We, the big blue ones, we call them blue bullets. And they grew out around Repo, where all those houses are now. They were in those trees on the river, man. You can go out there a little in no time and pick, say, like what, two or three of it, pick like a tent or four. And we would pick those, and the only thing about it, you had to be careful of wasps. See, you was always being stung by those, and somebody had to be handy with some tobacco. Usually, of course, if I get stung now, I take a piece of cigarette and take the tobacco and put on it. See, but 95% somebody was had some tobacco. See, and you'd wet it. Excuse me. You would wet it and put it on the stain. Keep going. And we also had bees. No, I caught those myself.
Did you ever raise bees?
Me.
Or?
Yeah, I was the only one ever, you know, tackle some bees. I had five hives one time. What happened was I was coming home from school and they had pitched on a pine tree limb up in the tree. And I went home and got me a big croaker sack and went up and eased it over the whole, you know, bunch of them.
Wow.
And broke the pine limb off and carried everything home. And then I built a hive. Of course, I didn't know how to build them. My dad showed me, you know, about how to build one of them. And how stupid I was, I took about a 20-gallon wooden barrel and turned it bottom side over and cut me some jogs in it and ran me some sticks across, you see. And now when you get ready to rob a bee, you have to take the top off, see? Now, what are you going to do with taking a barrel? And you know how the top is put in a regular little barrel, don't you? You know, with those grooves and everything, and you got your metal bands around it. So time come to rob them, man, I had to tear the thing up there, and I finally got them in over in another hive. But from then on, I built them, you know, where the top was set on top. And, say dark nights in June, we would go out and take some cotton and light it on, you know, making a smoke and blow the smoke in there and run them down to the bottom. And then we would take knives and cut that honey from the top and take it in.
Did you ever raise cotton or?
No.
Did you ever pick any cotton at all?
Never have in my life.
It doesn't seem to grow too well.
No.
They don't seem to grow too much around here.
No.
What kinds of different watermelons would you have?
They had a... What about the dog? I forgot the name of them. They had a cannonball and... I forget the other name, though. But you all those things, a lot of them have a different name. Like, you say, your mustard. You have one that's not, you know, the one that's all crinkled up, it's called a curly leaf, and then they turn around and they make one with a flat leaf, like,